Blog Talk Radio.
My neck, my back, both hurt. I am just not feeling very good today. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm fantastic, my friend. Fantastic. Beautiful day, man. I'm above 6 feet, doing what I love.
Do you know what would make today better?
If we had more listeners?
If we just had those listeners, rate and review us on iTunes.
I do like that.
Do you have the chat open?
I do. It's open right now.
Okay, good. I tweeted out to tune in and live chat, call in too. Matt sent out the call-in number. We've got away from pushing the product on Twitter like we used to. And tonight we decided we were going to get back into it. We had quite a bit of retweets, quite a bit of favorites. So hopefully we can get someone in the queue tonight. If they call in, Matt, please interrupt me and bring them into the show. Don't forget, please rate, review us, and subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Matt and Tiger BLS. If you're listening to us on the browser on Blog Talk Radio, please comment and subscribe and follow us on there as well. Let us know what you do like. Let us know what you don't like, because positive reinforcement is sometimes just as good as negative. You can grow from both. So we're really excited to see what we can do, you know, as a whole. So let us know. Be part of the show tonight. Tune in, live chat, call in. You know, we won't put you on the spot. We won't make it tough. You can use a username or you can use your real name. It's whatever, you know, you feel comfortable with. But if you feel comfortable, call in. Join us. Tonight we're talking about a vision. I wear glasses. I have bad vision. So what's up,
I was
man?
Born with glasses. I was born with glasses.
Glasses. You don't even need them. You don't even need them. You just wear them for a fashion statement.
No. I definitely need them. I used to be like, remember the movie Sandlot?
Yeah,
I was the kid. What was his name? Specs? Squeaks or something like that?
Something
the one
like
that kissed the lifeguard? Yeah, that was me. Mm. My glasses were sick.
And you were kissing lifeguards.
Yeah, I wish.
You know, when I met Matt,
I was always...
his saying used to be popping bottles and kissing models. And I said, Matt, but you live in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. And he said, mm-hmm. That's how Matt used to talk. Mm-hmm. So, on a serious note, a friend of Matt's, she has blessed us by being on the podcast one time when the weather was inclement in Topeka, Kansas. Matt has a coworker. What was her name, Matt? Please remind us.
Her name is Ella Dawson. If you go back at the beginning, I would say probably about the middle of January, we talk about finding your passion. And that is a must. Listen, you have to listen to that. It
was a Matt Tiger drive home, and she was in on it. What a wonderful woman. Such a special woman. Such a powerful message. Such a powerful life. She had some tragic news happen today. So for those of you listening, please send positive thoughts, positive vibes, thoughts and prayers towards Matt's friend right now in this time of need.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, man, yeah. So what do you think? What's going on today? I had a bad day today. I'm just going to start the show off with saying that. I just wasn't feeling today. Kind of being a big baby, I'll be honest with you. Uh-huh. But I think, you know, Matt sent me a message on Snapchat that made me feel better. He said, you're allowed to have a bad day. You're not allowed to have a bad life. So this too shall pass. But I've just had a bad day. I've been short and snappy with everyone that I've came in contact with. I've just been grumpy. just feeling sorry for myself, upset that things aren't happening as fast as I want them to. And if you're listening, just a lot of me. And that's what I've been kind of stuck in today. Today I have lost sight of my vision and have been very self-absorbed and very unhappy due to it. So just a lot of complaining from my side today. How have you felt,
Matt? Hey, man, that's all right. That's all right, bro. Just get it out. Get it out. Get that evil out of you. And then once it's released, man, don't look back. Everything's good.
Sure.
Everything's really good. Can't complain, man. A lot of people have it worse than I do. And a lot of people have it better than I do. But, you know, we are in control of our destiny. We can control how we feel. We can control where we go in life. And we can control what we hold on to. All we need is the vision.
All we need is the vision. My homie Nas once said, all I need is one mic. Sometimes I think he meant just to be heard.
Right, yeah, just so his voice can be heard.
You know, all he needs is one mic. He'll change the world with one mic. All it takes is being heard.
That's exactly it, and that's what we're trying to do. We want to be heard, and we want you to be heard. So call in, chat with us, so you can be heard.
You know, we had a really good show yesterday. Changed my mind about a lot of things. Challenged me to dress as sharp as I can with the budget. To not break the bank to look good. I highly suggest listening to yesterday's show. It was fun, insightful, entertaining. I feel like I learned a lot.
I'm happy. I'm really excited that you did learn a lot. I love spitting knowledge and teaching others about fashion. It's great. I enjoy it. Just don't follow
kind sort of a passion for you, huh?
Yeah, it is a passion. I get told by my wife sometimes I dress up too much.
Ooh, what does that even mean?
Too much. Well, if I'm going to the post office or if I'm going to the store, I don't have to wear a three-piece suit all the time.
Well, one time this guy once told me, too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. There's no such thing. What podcast did you listen to today?
None today. I was in the office doing a lot of work. Met with a few clients. Just getting a lot of stuff ready for the show. And just bettering myself. Reading a lot.
Reading a lot. Good. What did you read today?
The Motivational Manifesto. No Excuses.
Ooh.
You okay?
That Motivation Manifesto is something I want to read.
It's really good. It is really good.
Is it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Brandon Burchard, they call him the modern-day Tony Robbins. He's really good at what he does.
They call him Tiger Taylor?
Yeah.
Brendan Burchard, a.k.a. Tiger Taylor, a.k.a. the new Tony Robbins.
Yeah, he's amazing.
No?
If you sorry. I have someone that's in my doorway making all kinds of funny faces while I'm trying to go live.
Yeah, you know what? We seem off tonight. Should we hang up and call back in?
No.
We don't have a good flow.
Some distractions.
It's awful. It's awful. I'll be honest with you. We're both really off tonight.
Right. Well, let's pick it up. Let's kill it. Let's get into... Let's talk about creative...
What do you got for us? Thank you. What do you got for us? You said you worked hard for us today. Tell us what you got. Let's get in this thing. We got 12 rounds, baby.
You've got 12 rounds, but you know what's going to end there.
Woo!
Someone's going to get knocked out.
Somebody's getting knocked out. dropping knowledge, dropping bodies.
I'm big on creating vision boards.
I'm big.
No, you're not. Doodling. My brother, you create a vision of what you want to be and fulfill it. Take the lead.
That's what my problem was today. I completely just lost sight of my vision, Matt. Things aren't happening as fast. I find procrastination around every turn. I, you know, was short when I didn't need to be today. I told you this earlier, I haven't been meditating. The only thing I've kept for that 21-day challenge is I'm on 26 days in a row now for my Spanish Duolingo app. But when it comes to self-improvement, self-bettering, I haven't done anything, man. I haven't I'm in a batting slump, 100%. I'm just swinging it.
All you got to do is just keep on swinging. You'll get all to one. You'll rip it over the fence. All you got to do is just keep on swinging, brother.
I just think to myself right now, tomorrow can't be as bad as today.
It can be worse, but that's where you need to create the vision and become who you want to become. Now, tomorrow
right,
in your hands, you can take you can
I
grab it by
it
the
today.
Balls. Yeah.
I wasted
you grab
today.
It by the balls.
I'll be completely honest with you.
And take it any way you want to go with it. Now, how did you waste today?
Time. I argued, well, we didn't argue. We debated last week. And I kind of made you see my side where I said money is more valuable than time. You were even kind of,
right.
In the beginning, you were like, oh, no way. And by the end of it, you were like, I see your point. And then you hit me with a quote from Jim Rohn yesterday. Maybe you can close us out with that quote, so don't give it away yet.
Okay.
We'll make the followers follow along. If you're listening, call in. Chat. It's fun. Matt's a nice guy. He doesn't bite. He hit me with a quote, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Time is way more valuable than money. Because one, you can continue to make, and one, you run out of. That's not the quote. That's just my flip on it. One, you can continue to make. One, you run out of. One, you're constantly chasing. One, you're constantly losing. Chasing something else. So it's really interesting. I feel like my day, my 24 hours, this gift I've wasted today. Feeling sorry for myself, being angry at other things, being envious of other things. Jealousy is a bad, bad trait. And maybe not even fully jealousy, but some would perceive it as jealousy. I just think where we're at, I don't want to sound boastful like we're great or anything, but I love what we're doing. And the fact that we can only do it 5 nights a week bums me out. The fact that, you know, this isn't already into fruition, I think was just weighing on me. I want this so bad. Again, it comes back to that. I want this as bad as I want to breathe.
Right.
Sometimes when things don't happen fast enough for me, I just kind of go into pout mode. You know what I mean?
Right. But then again, my friend, if you want it so bad, you gotta take that 86,400 seconds in a day and make every one of those minutes count, my friend.
Well, one of the good news is tonight during dinner, we figured out what it is. We figured out the slum, and we don't need to say it on the air, but we figured out what we've been doing wrong.
Everything.
The good news is, like Matt's first fight, everything. The good news is, we know how to fix it now. Right? We found the problem. We found the common denominator.
Yes.
So what do we do? We fix it. We build upon it. Failure doesn't mean that it's over. Failure doesn't mean get your ball and go home. That's not what failure is. Failure is simply feedback. That's it. It's just feedback. It's letting you know where you're at with what you're currently doing. And we found out
that's
tonight.
That's the way I see failure.
But we realize
failure
is a learning tool, right? It's a tool.
Yeah. It's an opportunity to begin again with more intelligence.
And, you know, we didn't beat ourselves up. We just said, well, that's what it is. Let's fix it. Much better. Let's move on. Let's not stay on it. Let's not harp on it. Let's not beat each other up. Let's not beat ourselves up. Let's go. Time to kick it in gear.
Yeah, there's no reason why you should beat yourself up over it.
Tonight, for those of you listening, I challenge you to get a notebook. And if you don't have a notebook, get up and go to the store. Honestly, I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night. Get up and go to the store and buy yourself a notebook. And stay up tonight or wake up 2 hours early. Either way, you're going to be a little tired on a Tuesday. Stay up a little late tonight. Get up 2 hours early tomorrow. Your choice. Matt's an early riser. I'm more of a night owl. Whatever you choose. But write down your vision. Close your eyes. Spend some time alone. And think, if this is the perfect world, how would it look? If this was my perfect world, how would it look? Write it down in detail. Write it down in a fantasy. What things would look like if your life was perfect. How you would dress, the car you would drive, what neighborhood you would live in, which house in that neighborhood you would live in, corner lot, dead center, where would you live? Write it all down. Visualize it. Write it down. And I would say once a month, dig that out and read it to yourself. And maybe even more sooner than once a month, on days you're having like I'm having today, dig it out and read it again. Remind yourself why you're grinding, why you're hustling, why you're pushing yourself, and why you should stay positive. Matt told me something today. He said, I'm fortunate. Today I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my youth, and I'm grateful for my health. How often do we forget that? Because when we look down and we write these visions on our vision boards, we don't write, I want to be overweight. We don't write, I want to have a heart attack. Just remember that.
Now, that is your goal, if that is your goal, then that's on you. But we only get one life, my friends. We only get one home. Might as well take care of it. Now, whenever you're creating a vision, just like Tiger said, get a notebook or go to the dollar store or Family Tree or whatever it's called. Pick up a poster board. That's what I did. I picked up a poster board, and I wrote 2016 goals, everything I want to accomplish. Now, just remember, every action has a consequence, negative or positive, that you do. Now, without a clear vision, I believe that we all fall short and we won't come through if you do not have a clear vision. Now, visions must be strong. You must know what you want. Say, know how much money you want, what you would like to have in life. So on my vision board, I broke it up. I broke it in health, wealth, love, and happiness. And then again, I scribbled on other parts. So this year, I want to read 26 books or more. So I've gotten 2 already, and that was in the month of January. So I'm going to try to read 2 in February, and I'll be able to knock that off in no time. And, of course, on my BLS, I got what I want BLS to create. Men's hair products, T-shirts, books. I want to do a book. I want to do webinars. I want 5 times a week. We've already met that goal. We want a website. We want to get on iTunes. We've already met that. I want to attend 5 to 10 events this year. Now, wealth, it just goes on from there. Health, no soda, good vitals, a couple of polar plunges here and there, and something to challenge me. So today, whenever I was creating a vision board to get to know more about creating vision boards as I talk to somebody that's not that experienced with them, all I did was a simple exercise. I put my name in the middle of the paper, circled it, and I just clustered. I just drawled off like little branches from fitness and what I want to fitness to my speaking career to mentoring to my our BLS to our podcasting, even going down to Disney World. I've never been to Disney World. And whenever you make your vision board, put what kind of car you want, the vacation, your ideal weight, your ideal career, your ideal wife. Get very detailed on what you want. Because if you're
detailed, you're only cheating yourself.
Exactly. Now, the idea of a vision board is to become, to put that out there, to decide on what you want, to get a clear vision. Once you have a clear vision, you know what it looks like. You'll go for it. But if you don't, you're kind of like, oh, okay, I'll settle for this. Or you know what? I didn't know what my main goal was, so I'll just settle for this little bit right here. Why have the
That's way too true. Say that again. That needs to be said twice.
Oh, if you don't have a clear vision, you don't know exactly what you want, and you'll just settle for less. You're settling for puppy dog crumbs when you can have the whole cake, my friend. So that's
very
why you
true.
Need to develop a clear-cut vision of what you want in life. I was a big, big component in that in my life. I didn't know what I wanted. I just know I wanted to be in the health industry, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. I wanted to do everything. And then it kind of got me scattered. I was doing a whole bunch of stuff, but I wasn't finding fulfillment. So that's why I challenge you to get the ideas, become and convince yourself that this is what you want to do.
Sure. It's very inspiring. It's very neat. You know, and you get to have an imagination. You get to get lost in your thoughts. You get to get lost in your vision. You get to get lost in a world of make-believe that you put out to the universe, you will get back. It is
whenever
insane.
I went to work.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
When you went where? No.
Whenever I went to the Les Brown dinner, unfortunately you were unable to go because you were sick.
Yes. I'm always sick. In the hospital with a wristband.
In the dinner, he stated, everybody take out a piece of paper. So all the listeners, take out a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, I want you to write a number that you feel like you're worth. Or not worth. How much money you want to make a year. What's your ideal goal of what you want to make a year?
Okay.
How much is yours? How much is yours, Tiger?
1 million. I just wrote 1 million. Just that fast.
Just 1 million. Okay. Now, you multiply that by 10, and that's what you're really worth, my friend. That is what you have inside of you. That is what you deserve to make each year, or each appearance, or each outing, event. That's what you will have the capability of making. It's 10 times that. So if you wrote $10 million or $10 trillion, then you're worth every bit of that and 10 times more. You just need to tap into your capabilities. Tap into your true self. Create that vision and know what you want and then achieve it. There's no fulfillment.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Those
sure.
who do not seek, do not find. If
exactly.
someone is going to walk up and hand you your vision.
No. You have to seek, my friend. But if
you're
not.
You have to seek to find.
Yeah, ask it.
Okay, I'm
going
to give you one way that I like to find a vision. My way is
okay.
I like to put it in the Calm app, set it for 10 minutes. She'll take you through a process.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 minutes, she talks to you, and then she goes radio silent. She does this. And you're only left with your thoughts. You're left with just yourself. Mm-hmm. You're in this flow state. You're in this optimal mind state, and you're left there with just your thoughts. That's where you find vision. For me, Matt, tell me how you find vision. How do you quiet your brain to find your vision? What is your process? I just told you mine is through meditation. How do you find yours?
I have many processes.
Ooh, give us some.
Okay. No, I'm a spiritual person. Very spiritual person.
Sure, very
so
much so.
My brain. my brain works all the time. It will not shut off. You can ask Tiger. I can text him at 4 o'clock in the morning saying, hey, I got these great ideas, yep. blah, 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 blah. So my mind is always going. How I calm my mind down is by exercise or by walking. Walking, I journal a lot. I can journal. I can do a composition book in 2 to 3 weeks, a month. Because I just got this composition book yesterday, and I'm already 7, 8 pages in. And I just picked it up last night. Now, it's not all ideas. It's my prayers. It's my thoughts. It's my thank yous. It's my notes for today's show. It's just a whole bunch of work. That's how my brain works all the time. I can never shut it off. Even when I'm sleeping, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking of something. And exercise and journaling has to be the most effective ways to calm it down.
Ooh.
And to get a clear cut.
So my question is, I don't get any thoughts when I'm working out blaring music in my headphones. But I get a ton if I'll go run like a 5K when I did a couple of years ago. If I would leave my headphones in the car and just isolate myself to me and the sound of my feet hitting the pavement, I would have a rush of thoughts. My imagination would run wild.
See, that's amazing, because I think nowadays is that we have become so ADHD that it's ridiculous. Like, I caught myself, Friday, I had nothing to do. I left all my books at home, and all I did was get on the internet or get on my phone, and I just wasted the whole day. Had a massive headache. I just can't do it. I can't do it, and I think that's what's wrong with a lot of people, is that they don't know how to put away and have alone time. They can't shut off. And they can't remove themselves to the things that's actually hurting them. I mean, technology is great, but we need to reboot and turn off sometimes and get back to pen and paper and thyself. Know thyself.
Know thyself. Very powerful message. Know thyself is something that I would like to get tattooed on me. That is one of the things that took me forever, is to know thyself. Be true to thyself. I lived for the longest time. It's one of the things Matt questions me about. Because I'm like, I really don't care what my friends think. I really don't. And it's so hard to say that. But for so many years, all I cared about was what my friends thought. Am I tough? Am I cool? Am I this? Am I that? Am I living up to the image that they have in their head of me? Am I living up to that? And I finally said, I'm just going to be me. And hopefully my friends still like me. But I'm not going to be the guy, you know, that everyone knows. I'm not the guy who's going to try to pick a fight. I'm not the guy that's going to try, you know, to just be the wild one, do something crazy for attention. Listen, Matt and I have talked about an earlier podcast. Feel free to go back and listen to them. There's a lot of knowledge in these podcasts that we do. I've told him before that one of the things I don't like about me is I'm not very social. I go to my kids' sporting events, and I don't talk to any of the other parents. Yeah, I just do my thing. I watch my child. I cheer for my child. I grow watching my child play. I love watching him have fun. And that's the experience I get. And Matt says, man, you should talk to the other parents. You should talk to the other parents. You should be involved with the other kids' parents that are in the thing, because your kids play sports with them. It would be great. It's a great opportunity to open up. It's a great opportunity to talk about your passions, the show. Tonight, at my son's Taekwondo, I have the man sitting next to me. I was like, you know what? Hey, how's it going, man? Hey, I'm Tiger. I had an hour-long conversation with a stranger tonight just because our kids play the same sport.
Yep.
I love that. I
wanted to brag on myself. Thank you. Thank you. Because I used to be that guy, did I not?
You did. You did. And you and another friend of ours actually brought me out of my shell, because I was very quiet until I met them. And they really brought me out of my shell. It does nobody no good if you're just going to be quiet into yourself. Everybody knows something that you don't. So learn from somebody. And maybe they're having
a hard day.
And, go ahead.
Yeah, he's a fitness guru. He's super in shape. He's done bodybuilding competitions. And, you know, I think I might start working out with him. But he's the accountable guy, like you talk about, Matt. He likes to get at the gym. Aerofit. Do you remember Aerofit? Give Aerofit a shout-out.
Oh, man.
You're from California, Matt.
Yeah.
Give Aerofit a shout-out.
Yeah, I remember Aerofit. Yeah.
He wants to meet there every day at 4:45 in the morning. That's the time he likes to get there. You know why? Because when he's training, getting better, everyone else is asleep.
Amen. Hallelujah. I love that. Yep. Yeah, go ahead and sleep.
Yeah,
go ahead and sleep. Let me get mine in.
That's what he said. I'm out of there by 6. 4:45 I start. I'm out of there by 6. I mean, drinking my protein, driving down the road at 6. By the time I get home, I've showered, it's 7. I've had breakfast at 7 o'clock. I've got an hour to work. So you can read. You can listen to an audiobook. You can listen to Matt and Tiger BLS. You can motivate yourself. You can work on your vision. You can meditate. Look at how much time you have. And then your evenings are free. You're not missing your kids. You're not missing your friends. You're not missing out on social time. You're not missing out on your evening reading with your wife.
Mm-hmm. And you can cook a healthy meal. I find it very, I can get a lot of stuff done if I work out in the morning also. I eat better throughout the day. I have plenty of time to come home and work on the show and take my dogs out, spend time with my wife, and cook a nice healthy dinner. It's so much easier doing it in the morning. And not
that
counting.
Hashtag Matt's life's better than yours.
No, not at all. Hashtag you burn more calories when you work out in the morning. You burn more fat.
Yeah, because you burn it all day.
Yep.
Your metabolism's already kicked up and going. So I thought that you would like that, but that's something that was on my vision, was to be social again. You told me recently, you said, Tiger, you should be the most social guy I know.
Social little butterfly.
Party. Social little butterfly, just spread my wings right around Billy Spradlin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys,
those are some steps to get your vision.
I find getting a vision, too, by listening to podcasts, and I am obsessed. I am a tiger. Hear me roar. I am obsessed with Ty Lopez again. Good googly moogly. I cannot get enough of his podcast. I get motivated listening to him.
It makes me want to be a better man.
That's good because you can take things that you like from him and take things you like from our show and other shows and then
forget the bad,
use those.
Go with the rest.
Yeah. That's what we've been telling everybody for a long time.
And one thing Matt hates is the book Lewis Howes, School of Greatness. But he has gotten stuff out of it.
Yeah, I try to get something out of everything. Now, what has got you addicted to Ty again? Is it because he does MMA or what?
No, that pisses me off. Because he's ridiculous with that.
Is he?
Yes. The other day someone says, what about a white belt with a black stripe? And he goes, there's no such thing as a white belt with a black stripe.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yes. Yes.
Because let me see if I get this right. Now, that's how many degrees of black belt you have, right?
No, that's the... So, before you can belt up, you would go like white belt, means beginner. Then you go to white belt, black stripe, which means you're a little bit better. Then you go blue belt. Blue belt, black stripe. Then you would go like purple belt. Purple belt, black stripe.
Oh, okay.
Then you'd go brown belt. Brown belt with a black stripe. Then you go black belt. Black belt with a black stripe or a white stripe. Then you can get 6 white stripes and you'll go to red belt, which means master. He said there's nothing higher than a black belt. I got blood red mad when he said that. He said there's nothing higher than a black belt. And then he said there's no such thing as a white belt with a stripe. I don't like he's out of his lane. Do you remember me and you talking about stay in your lane?
Yeah, stay in your lane.
he needs to stay in his lane.
I just find it amazing that he talks about all the jujitsu, right, that he does?
Yeah.
And all the ankle takedowns he learned from Kurt Angle, and still, he comes at you with that kind of knowledge?
He drops that kind of knowledge, and it makes me blood red mad.
That's interesting. I love it, though. I love it, because I used to love his stuff. I don't listen to him as much anymore because I'm doing my own thing, trying to create my own content. But there's sometimes that I'll
sure.
see him on Snapchat or his little Facebook thing that he has. But this is what always gets
yeah.
me. He'll be like, okay, tune in, and I'm going to give you 7 steps. And, of course, I know what it is. It's just a sales gimmick. I'm going to give you 5 right now, but if you sign on for $1,000 a month, I'll give you the 2 extra steps. No, I'm good. I'll find it on another channel probably. You'll flip up and say it. I'm good.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about him. Is recently he'll say 7 steps, and if you listen to the podcast, it'll abruptly quit with about 3. And it's because he wants you to be in the accelerator.
Right, yeah, and we're not like that, everyone. We are not like that at all.
No, if I got knowledge, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
I get more enjoyment out of learning something that works and passing it on. Listen, I'm 6 days deep in Duolingo, and I could not be happier. I could not be happier. If you want to learn a language, I could not suggest Duolingo any harder. I push that like I have stake in it, which I have none. Duolingo has changed my, you know, language learning immensely. I was a kid. I took 4 years of Spanish in high school like everybody else. I couldn't speak a lick of Spanish. I can call my friend in Venezuela now and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's really good because you grew leaps and bounds only having, what, 26 days, right? 26 days of learning this?
26
that's
days.
Good. That's really
sure.
good. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what? You're further
yeah.
than you were 26 days ago.
Oh, immensely. Now, if I could get 26 days in a row of meditation,
I'd
be gone
yeah.
with the wind. Be gone with the wind. But that's on my vision board, was to meditate every day. I was going to become
mm-hmm.
someone who meditates. And I just can't do it. I can do it. That's the wrong thing to say. I can do it. I need to tackle myself. I need to look myself. I need to get a grip on myself and do it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what's holding you back. Is it just time? Or because, look,
laziness,
I think. this is what I tell people. Take President Obama if you're a fan or not, and that's fine. But look at his schedule. He wakes up, hits the gym, and runs the free world, my friends. If he's got time, you definitely have time.
Right. No excuses.
No excuses. That's it. No excuses. It just depends on how bad do you want it. How bad do you want it? Like today, I was down in the slumps. Super down in the slumps. And then I didn't have to be at work until later on, and I was like, man, it was really hard getting out of bed. I finally hit the gym, did my exercises, ate a good breakfast, spent a little bit of time with my wife and my little fur babies, and I was good to go. A little quiet time.
And your best friend. And your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah, my best friend on the phone. And then got into Mobile University, a.k.a. my truck, and learned on the way to work. Turn my day
Mobile
around. I can control my day.
That's something
Mobile
you haven't brought
university.
Up since early shows. Tell everybody what a mobile university is, please.
Oh, well, what a mobile
That's
university
is. A good way to find your vision.
Yeah, it really is. Mobile University, got it from Zig Ziglar whenever I was first really getting into self-help motivation, become the best you. Got into Zig Ziglar. Of course, he's the man. So he talks about creating a mobile education center, which is your car. If you're interested in learning anything, just go get a book tape, find it on SoundCloud, find it on iTunes, find it on anything. Anything. You literally have it all at your fingertips. Just Bluetooth it through your phone, to your car or your CD player, cassette player, 8-track, whatever's in your car. And you can learn on the way to work. If it's 30 minutes, that's an hour there and back of learning.
Because if you don't, though, if you don't utilize your commute, you're only hurting yourself. You're only hurting yourself. You're not hurting anyone but you. There is something you're interested in. I don't care what it is. And whatever it is you're interested in, you can monetize. You can make monetary gains from whatever it is that you're interested in. You have the world at your fingertips with your iPhone or your Galaxy or your LG, whatever you use. You've got the world at your fingertips. Find an audiobook, find a podcast, and learn as much as you can. Learn.
Yeah, I learned.
And then apply.
Yeah, I learned financial peace, Dave Ramsey. And I learned stock markets. I learned trades. That I'm still learning. That's my commute on my way to work is dedicated about my finance. I read about money. I listen about money. Because that's one thing that I never did grow up with is a whole lot of money, and I want to control my money as I get older. So whenever I go to work, when I come home, if I go over to the gym, if I go around town, it's about learning about money.
Learning about money. Mm-hmm. Find what you want and go after it ruthlessly.
Yes.
Because it's yours. Money is all around you. You're able to get it because it's at your fingertips. You've just got to take what's yours. By building knowledge.
Yes.
People pay for knowledge. I didn't say people pay for college degrees. I said people pay for knowledge. Mm-hmm. Just know what you're talking about. If you want a big corporate position and you don't have a degree, you better know more about whatever it is than that guy with the degree, because you'll get humbled awfully quick. But what that guy doesn't know with his corporate job that he's wanting is it's your vision. It's wrote down in your vision. It's your passion. It's what you live for. It's what you breathe. If college degree can't compete with your passion, just know. Mm. You have to believe you know. But there's ways to learn things.
Indeed.
Mentorships. Get a mentor. Pay for a mentor if you can. If you can't pay for a mentor, there's mentors online everywhere. That's one of the biggest misconceptions is you have to have a ton of money or a physical mentor. And what I mean is, like, people think you have to have one that you can just go have coffee with. And sorry, I got distracted. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
One that you can go have coffee
with. You're absolutely
with.
Right.
And you don't have to have that physical mentor. They don't have to be there with you for you to learn something. Ty Lopez is on the internet. Lewis Howes is on the internet. Matt and Tiger BLS is on the internet. Anywhere you are, well, yeah, we're all over iTunes, so rate, review us, and subscribe. But that's one thing is, you can't say you don't have the ability to learn. You can't say that the knowledge isn't given to you. It's free. It's there. And the number one thing is, if you listen to a podcast from any of these great mentors I named, you don't like one aspect. Well, I don't like that Ty Lopez just posts pictures of models all the time on his Snapchat. Why is he incorporating models in everything he's doing? I don't know. I don't like that aspect either, because when I tune into Ty Lopez, I want to learn about business or finance. I don't care that he's hanging out with models. But I take what I like, which is the good information on business and finance that he gives, and I discard the rest. I just don't pay attention to him popping bottles and kissing models, because I don't care that he's popping bottles and kissing models. What I care about is he knows something of value to me. He is teaching something or talking about something that I'm interested in. I'm invested in mentally and spiritually, physically, with my heart. I'm invested in what he's saying. So I take that knowledge, that useful knowledge to me, and that's what I get out of Ty Lopez talks. And I discard the rest. I don't care that he's shooting basketball. The other day he was talking about, you know, he turned on his Periscope, his Meerkat, his, you know, all social, YouTube, all his platforms that you can watch him on, and he shot basketball in front of 20,000 people so he would know what it's like to be a professional NBA player, having 20,000 people watch him play basketball. Yeah, I know. But see, that, I'm like, I don't care nothing about that. Like, does his ego need that? What is he doing? But yet he also talked about three steps to achieving what you want. And I liked that he talked about that. So I took that. And I really listened to it. I took notes on it. But the fact that he's shooting basketball and says, I have 20,000 people watching me, and he was shooting, he goes, I'm shooting three-pointers with 20,000 people watching me because I'm putting myself in the mindset of an NBA basketball player, all this pressure. And then he goes, well, technically I'm not shooting three-pointers. I'm shooting 19-footers, 18, 19-footers. And I was like, Todd, you don't have to do this, man. What do you think of that?
I think it's about a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think it's great because I consider Ty a mentor, Lewis Howes a mentor, Sam Walton, Dave Ramsey, Coach Wooden, Phil Jackson, Brandon Burchard.
I like you said Coach Wooden. I just started researching him after last week's chapter. But go ahead.
Bro, I got all the books if you want them. Because whenever I was coaching, he was my main go-to. Brian Tracy, those are all my mentors. They don't have to be physically present to be your mentor. As long as you learn something from them, they'll be a mentor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love it. I love when he said that.
Yeah, because that's the problem is people think if you can't go to lunch with these people, like, well, Ty Lopez won't go to lunch with me. He's not a mentor. Ty Lopez is giving you better than going to lunch with him. If you go to lunch with Ty Lopez, you got at best an hour. He's giving you an hour a day free. Quit wanting so much from him and just absorb what he's giving.
Right.
And that sounds like I'm defending Ty, and I'm not. I'm just telling you, you're not seeing the forest through the trees. By saying he's not giving you enough, he won't go to lunch with you. He's giving you an hour free. He's giving you 5 hours free.
That's good. That's real good. And we're giving you an hour and a half free. So please call in.
Yes, listen, if you're live right now, absolutely. Anyone in the chat?
No, sir, nobody in the chat.
Nobody in the chat. Let's open it up to some phone lines. They're open. All you got to do is call in. And what do you think? Tell us who you're thinking. What you're thinking. Yeah, it's not an 800 number Matt posted, but I promise you it's free. Again, it's not an 800 number Matt gave you, but it is free. It's completely free. Well, I think that freaks people out sometimes, is that Blog Talk doesn't use an 800 number, and they're like, well, that's a 657 number. I'm not calling that. It's, you know, but I'm telling you, it's free. If it's not free, yeah, Matt Blakes will pay you double what your bill is.
Way easy.
That's how confident it is that I'm free. I will give you Matt's firstborn child.
I'll give you my firstborn godson. He's on his way.
No, hey. Who was making you a godson?
Nobody's making me a godson, but you are making me a godfather.
I mean, a godfather. Who's making you? No one's making me a godson. Well, I'm a little old for a godfather now, Tiger, but thank you.
Oh, brother, is there
very
anything
Italian
else you want to chat about? Hey,
I do.
Italiano.
I do
okay,
want to
chat.
Well, chat. I don't want to do anything for 10 minutes. I want to go a full hour.
Okay, let's go.
I'm committed to an hour, and I'm going an hour. But at this hour, I want you to know right now, I'm hanging up on you.
Okay.
So I called you the other day, and I was very upset. Oh, my gosh. My best friend just tagged me on something with Twitter, and it's a gold Rolex diamond, and I am in love. Not that I would never spend what that watch is valued at. But you know my old school roots has to love that. So
yeah.
Mr. Matty Moe, I called you yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And
yeah, I was wanting to talk about it.
And you treated me like crap.
Oh, whatever.
And blew it off. And you blew it off. What you actually did was you said, no, tell me about it, brother. I'll always make time for you. And then your wife in the background started making meowing noises. And I said, forget it. See you later. And you said, okay, bye. And then never called to find out what was wrong.
No, I asked you before the show started.
And what'd I tell you?
You just not want to talk about it. You didn't want to talk about it.
No, I said you had your opportunity. I said you had your opportunity.
You were like, you know what? I really don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I want to talk about it. What's up?
So, my wife owns a business in Tahlequah. And we just sold our house, you know, in the neighborhood that we've lived in for 4 years. And my wife and I are looking to build a house. So that's exciting. Well, I'm moving in the process right now. Every day I'm going and getting loads, I'm bringing back and going and getting loads, I'm bringing back. It's just overwhelming. I feel like all I'm doing is moving stuff. Well, my old neighbors came by, they were walking by, and he's like 35, married to like a 27-year-old, and he's in great shape, has his PhD in exercise and fitness. Super smart guy. Super interesting guy. And we were talking, and he said, he goes, hey, you have anything heavy to lift? And I said, no. All the heavy lifting is done. I said, now I've just got all the annoying stuff. And he kind of laughed, and he goes, yes. Like, he didn't have to help me lift anything heavy. Just being playful. So I just kind of smiled.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife goes, oh, you know, I can't believe you guys are moving. And she goes, you know, are you guys nervous? What do you think? And I was like, oh, yeah, you know. But I said, we're going to build a house. We're going to follow our dream. Our dream is to build a house, not just live in one, you know, and really make a home for the kids. And she's like, wow, that's super exciting. That's super neat. And I said, well, thank you. She said, how's your wife's business doing? And this was a moment that I had to practice what I preach. And I said, it's doing really well. I said, you know, we're very, very pleased. It's only been open 4 months, but this 4 months have given us more than what we asked for. And I said, but, you know, to top it off, what I think really helps us is that Jill's a local kid. She was born and raised here. Her family was born and raised here. Her grandparents were born and raised here. So the family has a big rapport in this town. Everybody knows her. Everybody knows her from being a little kid. So when they're shopping, they'll shop local with Jill. And I said, I think that's very beneficial. But I said, you know what's more important than that? And the guy looks up, and the wife's still looking at me, smiling. And she said, what? And I said, you know what's so important than that? I said, she's happy. Every day she wakes up and she doesn't dread going to work. Every day she wakes up and she's happy to go to work. And I said, she doesn't dread it. She's never stressed out. And she's living out a dream. The dream to own a business, the dream to own a boutique. And I said, she's really enjoying her life. And I said, to me, that's success. She's very successful in that statement. And the guy goes, oh, yeah? I didn't read that just being happy to go to work every day makes you successful in the latest cover of Forbes magazine.
But it does. If that's what your true passion is, then it makes you successful.
I said, oh, you didn't, did you? But did you hear it on the last episode of Matt and Tiger BLS? I really did.
I love it.
He just looked at me and kind of laughed and goes, yeah. But I was so taken back because he's never been anything but kind. He's always been a wonderful person. But when I said success is just being happy, success is doing something that you love. Success is waking up happy what you're doing. That's success. Monetary doesn't mean that you're successful, having lots of money. Money doesn't equal success.
Right, and some people see it that way.
But that's the only thing they judge success on. Are you getting rich?
Right.
Well, I'm rich with life. I'm rich with happiness. You know, she asked a different question. She asked, is Jill enjoying what she's doing? Yes. She's chasing her passion. She's following her dream. She wakes up every day and feels blessed to go to work. Yes, I would call Jill successful. And he looks me dead in the eyes and goes, oh, yeah? I didn't read that's what success was in the latest, magazine of Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you should have. My advice is stop reading Forbes. If Forbes isn't telling you that following your dreams and your passion is what success is, then Forbes is a terrible magazine. There's a difference in monetary gains and success. They are not hand in hand. You have your own vision of success. It doesn't mean money. So when you said that, it really weighed on me. Like, why do people get stuck that you relate financial profit, financial gain, with happiness or success? You wouldn't say, is Jill liking what she's doing? Is she loving it? You would say, are you guys profiting well?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They said, is she enjoying it? Well,
yeah,
she's enjoying it very much.
Right. It's just a little upsetting that people see money as success. That's the status quo, is money a success? No, not to me, it's not. Being able to take care of my family and friends and doing something that I love, that's success to me.
Sure, that's the epitome of success. It's making a living off of doing something that you love, not being miserable, not hating where you're at in life. That's real success. Not everybody gets that luxury. Not everybody will figure that out. Not everybody will be that lucky. Some people
That's
will
true.
Be stuck chasing a terrible dream. Chasing the dream of money versus the dream of happiness.
That's nice, man. That's
so
deep.
Yeah, I mean, I paused because I'm wanting your reflection. Is your reflection monetary, or do you think that, you know, I was right by saying, when he said, I didn't hear that on the last episode, or I didn't read that in the latest article in Forbes magazine. That's what he said. Oh, yeah, I didn't read that on the latest article in Forbes magazine. And I said, no, but you could have heard it on the latest episode of Matt and Tiger BLS.
I love that you said that. I think it's just a little, just shallow thinking that success is just about money.
But it's not. It's about so much more, Matty Mo.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm just talking about his thinking is a little shallow. It's just about money.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was just reiterating what you're saying, what your thoughts and processes are. Why do people, that's me and my Ferrari, everybody, the Ferrari, the semi-garage, that's what you hear starting.
That. You have a black one and red one, but you only drive the red one?
But I only drive the red one here in the Tahlequah Hills. Is that Hollywood Hills?
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt, if you want wealth, a lot of people achieve wealth, Matt, without achieving happiness. A lot of people achieve wealth and they're still miserable. They're still unhappy. They're still you know, gripey, not following their dream. You know, why do people only think in financial gains? The problem with that thinking is they'll find sometimes what you're looking for isn't what you want. You know, more money, more problems is what your uncle told me. And then secondly, there's three ways, and I end this with a quote. There's three ways to find financial success. And, or two ways, rather, to find your financial success with your mental success. To find monetary gain from your success. And it's to believe it can happen to you. To believe in the process. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. Second way to monetize off of your success, off of your happiness, is to learn. Learn anything and everything you can about anything and everything that you're passionate about. Right now, start today. Learn, learn, learn. And when you apply belief with knowledge from learning, success is sure to follow. 98% of the time, monetary gains follow success. If you're successful in what you're doing, you will see a monetary profit. That's my thought, my friend. Now we teased a Jim Rohn. We teased a Jim Rohn quote at the beginning of the show today, and I said that Matt would read the quote. He will end us tonight with that quote.
I love it. So, as Tiger said, that money isn't everything, my friend. Yeah, it helps out a lot, but money is not everything. Hey, Tiger, thanks for sending out the wind tunnel for me.
Yeah, no problem. I'm in the middle of a tornado. Thanks for asking about my safety.
So, the quote by Mr. Rohn is, time is more valuable than money. You can get more money, but you can't get more time. Once again, it's Matt and Tiger BLS. I'm Matt. To my left is my beautiful Tiger Taylor. Good night, everyone.
We're out.